Well, parts of Australian agriculture are struggling in the pandemic because closed international borders means it's very hard to find the workers they need. The problem is particularly urgent in the Northern Territory because this year's mango crop is rapidly ripening and will soon need to be picked. Well, now the federal government is tentatively reopening the Pacific Seasonal Workers Program. Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts takes a look.
Not far from Darwin, some of the mango trees on Martina Mutzner's farms are beginning to burst into flower and fruit.
So beautiful flowers, beautiful smells. Always said if you wanted to get married, choose to be married on the mango tree. But also some properties already have fruit quite big.
And as more branches become weighed down, Martina faces a problem.
This year really has been incredibly challenging getting workforce secured. Usually by now everything is set in stone.
But this year Australia's borders are closed to international travellers, which means she's struggling to find the backpackers and the seasonal overseas workers who usually pick the crop. Without them, there's a risk the whole territory's crop will never be harvested, costing the industry millions of dollars and jeopardising an array of other businesses which have sprung up around it.
From tyre fitters through to, you know, electricians, the mango industry just has such a massive reach in regards to supporting businesses.
Both the federal and the Northern Territory governments have been scrambling for a solution, and now they've landed on one. Normally, Australia brings in thousands of Pacific workers every year under the Seasonal Workers Program to help fill labour shortages. New arrivals were banned when the coronavirus pandemic struck, but now the door is being very cautiously reopened. 170 workers from Vanuatu will be allowed to enter Australia under a trial so they can help pick the Northern Territory's mangoes before they fall to the ground. The International Development Minister, Alex Hawke, says that won't just help the Northern Territory's mango farmers, but also the workers flying in.
The remittances that flow back are actually substantial contributors to the GDP of these countries, and you know, if we can keep those remittances flowing and the workers coming, we get a great output for Australia and we get great economic benefit for countries of the Pacific.
Schemes like the Seasonal Workers Program have been dogged by accusations of unscrupulous behaviour by some employers, but they have also been a crucial source of income for many Pacific Island nations. Many of those countries are now also grappling with the economic fallout from the coronavirus, which has smashed the Pacific's tourist industry. Vanuatu's Labour Commissioner, Muriel Meltonoven, says her country wants to resume the program.
This will be regarded as a greener pasture and a relief to our stranded seasonal worker in Vanuatu, but we have to be cautious.
And both governments are treading very carefully. Right now, Vanuatu is COVID-free, and there's been no community transmission in the Northern Territory. But the workers will still be quarantined for 2 weeks before they can work, with mango farmers likely to bear the cost. And Alex Hawke says if this pilot runs safely and works successfully, then more Pacific workers could also help farmers in other states. But first, you'll have to convince Pacific Island nations, many of which remain untouched by the disease, that Australia is a safe place to work.
And we have to satisfy them more than they have to satisfy us, because many Pacific countries have done an excellent job of keeping COVID out of their countries.
And right now, Australia can't make the same boast.
Stephen Jedgetts reporting.